The students gathered praise to their teachers, their parents, and their schools for getting them ready. And they talked about how money affected their college decisions.
My financial aid isn't giving me that much money.
That's Angie Reyes. She's eventually going to Manchester Community College.
I'm not going to apply into the first school I wanted to because it is too much money for me. I'm not going to go in the fall because it is too much money for me. I'm going in the winter because I have to save up all the money myself, and my family is just going through a whole bunch of struggle. I'm the first generation that's going to college, and so it's tough for me.
Nearby was Orlando Romero. He got into Drexel. He's going to UConn.
We have bright students in this school, and a lot of us didn't go to our top school. And part of that, it's because of the affordability. You know, there's top schools. I got into Drexel myself, but I couldn't afford it. There was no way I could pay 50% in pure loans. You know, it was too much money. So I think that we have to be mature enough. We have to sit down with our counselors, with our parents, and say what is right for us.
Elected officials spoke of various measures to try and help make college more affordable. Education Secretary Duncan told the students that the federal government gives out $150 billion in grants and loans each year, but you have to do the paperwork.
So I don't care how much money you have or you don't have, or your family has or doesn't have, there's an opportunity for you to go to school.
This discussion came as a report in the Chronicle of Higher Education detailed how more public college presidents made over $1 million in 2013 than in 2012. I asked Duncan what role those salaries play in college costs and what these students should make of it.
I don't think tuition goes up because of any one factor on the ledger.
But he said students should have the benefit of transparency, of knowing which schools keep costs down and graduation rates up. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.